From the Pro Radio Newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. A barrister from Cardiff has affirmed the importance of speech therapy after losing her voice in a road accident. 51-year-old Annette Morris suffered a stroke from the accident, causing her to be unable to walk or talk, but has since regained her voice thanks to her speech therapist. The Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists were grateful to help Annette, but have stated that recruitment freezes and understaffing makes it difficult for them to sufficiently operate. A family from Barry have praised the Volendra Cancer Centre after one of them was unexpectedly diagnosed. Paul Ace was diagnosed with bowel cancer last year after a routine fit test free to everyone aged 50 and over. His wife, Gemma Luce, stated that the cancer centre in Cardiff gave them a lifeline, alerting Paul of his cancer while he could get treatment. This year's Barry Island 10K saw the run draw in its largest ever attendance. Over 4,700 had registered to take part in the 10K and junior races. Charlotte Taylor from Bristol and West Athletic Club marked the occasion by setting a record for the women's race with a time of 33 minutes and 8 seconds. A clinic located in the Vale of Glamorgan has become the first in Wales to offer new treatment. Vale Wellness in Cowbridge is the first centre in the country to introduce Nessa X-Signal Neuromodulation Therapy, helping to regulate the nervous system. The clinic sees the instalment of Nessa therapy as part of their commitment to evidence-based healthcare. Cardiff and Vale College have received accreditation from the Talented Athlete Scholarship Scheme, designed to help young athletes balance their learning as well as their sporting careers. The college were accredited for their work in supporting young athletes with their education. In sport, Wales end their Women's Six Nations campaign with a 43-24 loss at home to Italy. Head coach Sean Lynn had stated beforehand that he was adamant for his side to make up for a dismal display against Ireland previously. However, a sixth loss meant that Wales finished with the wooden spoon for a second year running.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And on today's show, we're going to bring you a selection of sporting events that have taken place around the Vale, and that includes some football action that's still been going on. There's also been JD Cymru Premier Awards season in full swing, along with the cricket that's been taking place around the Vale. All that and more here, still to come at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start off now with the Women's Six Nations. And we're going to have a look back at the season that's just completed on Sunday. So the final game for Wales, they took on Italy. And it was, again, it was another unfortunate result for Wales there. They ended up losing that match 24 points to 43, but they were leading 19 points to 17 at half time. And it's one of these where it's kind of a rebuilding season a little bit for Wales. There was some good moments in that game. You could definitely see really good plays starting, and the players really seem to be buying into what Sean Lynn is trying to do with the team, but results just haven't come their way this season. And there's been a few where they've been quite close. There's also been a few really good performances against sort of the more established teams in the Six Nations as well. But that result did leave Wales bottom of the Six Nations table, so they lost 5 out of 5, and it's been some time since they've won a match in the Women's Six Nations now. But they did finish on 3 points, so, and they all came from bonus points, so that's something to look forward to there, and it's something to build on. One of them did come after scoring 4 tries against England, and I think at that stage we were like, oh, they're starting to, something might happen here in the rest of the Six Nations, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. It started off not great against Scotland after taking on sort of France and England in their first 2 games. I thought they could turn it around a little bit, and then sort of Ireland and Italy, and they were kind of in all the games, well, barring for sort of France and England, they were kind of in it in half time, maybe not leading, but not many points behind. And you thought, oh, they can just hang in there. But unfortunately, not the way. And that concludes the Wales Six Nations for 2026. So sort of internationally, we'll be sort of moving our way onto the summer series, and it won't be long before we have the international summer games coming up as well. It's a bit all the local games have all finished now, the local rugby, but as I said, the haven't got long to wait, and we'll get the summer games, and then it'll be autumn before we know it, and back to the Six Nations again then. So it's an ever churning cycle, but where anyone who loves sport just like me knows it's not too far there to wait for some more rugby action, and we look forward to watching the development. If they, you know, there's signs there, and I think if they carry on playing the way they're, I think these the way that they're playing will turn into results. It's just going to be a bit of a waiting game, and I think we just need to stick with the management and the squad and the coaching staff, because there's certainly signs there. Up next here at Bro Radio, we're going to have a dip into the cricket to see how your Vale teams have been getting on.
Bro Radio.
The Vale Family Compass is your new one-stop front door for information, advice, support and protection for children, young people, parents and carers in the Vale of Glamorgan. The Vale Family Compass includes the Vale Family Information Service, Family's First Advice Line, Team Around the Family, Vale Parenting Service and the Intake Team. Find out more at valefamilycompass.co.uk or follow us on Facebook. Just search Vale Family Compass.
Vale Breakfast
with the Bro Radio app.
Download now from your app store.
Hi, it's Nathan. I'm with you weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. with everything you're waking up to here in the Vale of Glamorgan. All the morning's news, sport, weather and travel, plus our three from when after 9 o'clock.
Waking up the Vale on Vale Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Ever dreamt of being a radio presenter?
Visit broradio.fm/academy for upcoming courses for adults and young people too.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night,
is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio, and we're going to have a look now at the cricket action. And again, it's been quite a good weekend for any outdoor sport, but particularly with the cricket. I know we've had a little bit of unseasonable weather in the sort of the back end of Sunday and sort of certainly overnight, but that didn't seem to affect many of the cricket matches that took place. So we're going to start with the Vale County cricket team and their first 11. They beat Macon's first 11 by 4 wickets. And the second 11, they beat Monmouth's first 11 by 146 runs. And the third 11 beat Pantegg's third 11 by 24 runs. But the Vale's fourth 11, they lost to Radder's fifth 11 by 5 wickets. So looking forward to what your cricket you've got for the Vale this weekend. The firsts, they're away to Penarth's seconds. The second at home against Hopkins Town's firsts, and that's at Corntown. The thirds, they're at home against Lisvain's fourths, and that's at Wick Village Green. And the fourths, they're away to Ponthier's fourths. Moving over to Barry Athletic and the Barry Athletic firsts, they were away to Penturk's second, but that match was abandoned. And the Barry Athletic second 11, they lost to Croesilog's second by 9 wickets. But the games for Barry Athletic for this weekend, their firsts are at home to Abergavenny seconds, and the seconds, they're away to Mountain Ashes firsts. And now we'll move over to Penarth. So Penarth's firsts, they lost to Cardiff's first by 7 wickets. And Penarth's seconds, they beat Blina's firsts by 8 wickets. Penarth's third 11, they lost to Bay Dragon's first 11 by 101 runs. But the fourth 11, they beat Evervale's second 11 by 8 wickets. And the fifth 11, they beat Glangwernie's second 11 by 9 wickets. And for Penarth for this weekend coming, their first, they're away to St. Fagan's firsts. Penarth's seconds, they're at home to the Vale firsts. And their thirds, they're away to Tow firsts. And their Penarth's fourths, they're at home to Tow's seconds. And Penarth's fifth 11, they're away to Cardiff's fifth 11. So that keeps you up to date with what's been going on with selected cricket results from around the Vale. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music artists. And this is Tara Green with Run. And Run explores the journey of two people in love, the highs, the fractures, and the heartbreak that unfolds along the way. The song is deeply rooted in its narrative, capturing a moment within a song where love and pain collide.
We fought, we flew, I thought we had a clue how to do this. You'd shout, I'd cry, it happened every time we talk. There's no to breathe, I can't focus or sleep at night. There'll be mountains to climb when we mess up or fight. I'd forgive you every time, so don't you. It's warm outside, but it is cold inside this room with you. Don't say I didn't try, but I was left with nothing at all. I just want someone who makes me feel irreplaceable. I know one day you'll learn when it's too late. So don't you run.
So that was Tara Green and Run, so from our local music playlist. We're going to have a little dip into football, and yes, there's still football action going around in the Vale. And first of all, just to let you know, Cardiff Airport, they do take on Tafts Wells away on Thursday, so there's still a bit of football action there for you. But we're going to jump into the Cymru Premier, where it was the award season, and after a fantastic season for Barry Town United, where they picked up some silverware and they finished third in the league, the awards weren't finished there, and Ian Owen from Barry Town United, he won the JD Cymru Premier Young Player of the Season. So Ian hit double figures for Barry Town this season with 11 goals and was involved in every league match of the campaign. He also made the headlines in the Nathaniel MG Cup final by scoring both goals in the 2-0 victory over the New Saints. So congratulations to Ian there on picking up that award. But he wasn't the only Barry Town United player to be recognised for the fantastic season that they had. So, goalkeeper George Radcliffe, and along with Ben Magerton and Ian Owen himself, the three of them were all named in the JD Cymru Premier Team of the Season. So that's an absolute fantastic effort there to get three players in the Team of the Season. So well done to all there, and we're looking forward to a bright 2026-2027 season. We're hoping that they can kick on and win silverware and potentially challenge the top of the league there. But we're just going to dip slightly out of Wales, and we're going to have a little look back at one piece of silverware that was won in the English league system, and that was Manchester City. So they've now won the FA Cup after beating Chelsea 1-0. So that puts Manchester City on two trophies already this season, and it's a nerve-jangling end to the season, particularly if you're Arsenal, who have been out in front for a long time. It could be going down to the final game of the season, and it could be going down to goal difference, who wins the English Premier League there. But it's certainly looking exciting, and Manchester City have now finished the season with at least two trophies, possibly three, on there. And we only dip into that because I'm quite aware that there's a lot of English Premier League fans around the Vale, and it's nice just to have a little look over to see what's been going on. And if you're a sports fan like me, it's nice to have a little bit of sport that you can carry on watching. As where all these players are sort of now, if their countries have got there, they're all starting to think now towards the World Cup. And although Wales aren't in the World Cup, we will just sort of keep you updated with anything of note that happens in the World Cup that takes place in America, Canada and Mexico later on in the year.
Bro Radio. Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions. Blaney Accountancy. Call Barry 739329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look. It can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
Oes gennych chi nabledd dysgu? Ydych chi'n ddeunawaid neu'n hŷn? Mae eich iechyd yn bwysig ac rydych chi'n heiddi'r gefnogaeth orau. Bob blwyddyn, gallwch gael archwiliad iechyd blynyddol am ddim yn eich meddygfa. Mae'n hawdd, mae'n gyfeillgar ac mae'n eich helpu i aros yn iach ac yn hapus. Peidiwch â cholli mas, codwch y ffôn, cysylltwch â'ch meddygfa heddiw a threfnwch eich archwiliad iechyd blynyddol. Ewch chi, gofalwch am eich iechyd.org am rag o'r wybodaeth. Gofalwch am eich iechyd, mae eich iechyd yn bwysig.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And another fantastic sporting weekend happened in the Vale this week. And that was the Barry Island 10K, which this year saw more than 4,700 participants register to take part in the 10K and the junior races. And the 10K took in most of the iconic spots, including Whitmore Bay, the Knapp, Romley Park and Watch House Bay. But the event was also partnered with the Welsh Music and Culture Arts Festival, Gwylfach y Fôr, for the first time this year, which meant that there was performances scheduled for both the Saturday and the Sunday, and as runners and spectators took in all the sights and delights of the seafront. And in the main race itself, a new course record was set by Charlotte Taylor from the Bristol and West ACs with a time of 33 minutes and 8 seconds. The title was previously held by Natasha Wilson, who ran 34.21 last year. And in the men's category, Swansea Harrier John Butler was the winner, claiming the title with a time of 30 minutes and 23 seconds. And the wheelchair event was won by local man Ron Price, who took the crown with 53 minutes and 37 seconds. And then after the 10K race, it was on to the junior races, which included a 50-metre toddler dash and the Future Challengers mile for the under-11s and for the over-11s, and a family fun run at the end to allow all ages and abilities to get involved. And it was a really important message in the 10K, because for the second time, Cancer Research Wales took the spot as the event's leading charity, and they had a team of over 125 runners taking on the course to raise money for the charity. And they also collected all the discarded clothing at the start line, and they were going to be put in their shops for the donations there. And they also offered massages to weary runners for a donation at their stand in the event's village. But it was an absolute fantastic event. And if you're interested, if you were spectating and you felt really inspired to take part, then you can register for the 2027 Barry Island 10K. And you can look for that on the website, so it's barryisland10k.co.uk/register. And you will probably find that there'll be an early bird offer on there. But this 10K event, this makes part of the Run for Wales 10K series. So along with the Porthcawl 10K and the Kidney Wales Cardiff 10K, which are up next in the calendar. And they go along with the Newport 10K, which was held earlier in the year. And the shape of the medals, they're designed to sort of interlock. So if you go to all the events and you get and you complete all of them, then you get an interlocking medal just to celebrate your achievements. And to everyone out there, it is an absolute fantastic achievement for those that took the start line and made it around to the finish. A certain person who you might be listening to right now is pretty glad that he's put down the running shoes and picked up the radio mic once again. But I would say that it's such incredible. It's being a participant in there. I've supported it a few times, but when you're participating, I mean, just the sights and the sounds, and it does say it takes in all the all the beauty spots of Barry as well. I'm not sure I had time to pay much attention to a lot of the beauty spots between concentrating on keeping going and breathing at the right time as well. But yeah, I got round it, and you know, for me, it was an achievement just to get to the finish line. I think my wife said to me, as long as you make it round and you make it round in one piece, that's the most important thing there. And I think it's just getting out there and just seeing the local residents of Barry pulling together to support the people who are running. And it was fantastic. There wasn't many parts of the route where you didn't see somebody cheering and supporting. It was particularly a nice little sprinkle of a hose pipe as you're just coming up one of the final hills on the parade, and that was much called for. There was one of the pacemakers, Andrew. He certainly kept me going in the last 2 kilometres, making sure that I wasn't slowing up too much, and I was gonna make it across the line. And without the pacemakers and the extra milers, those that were out on the course cheering, the litter pickers, and everyone handed sort of the medals and the water stations, and everybody else. It was such a big event to organise and to arrange, and I'm really pleased to be part of it. Really proud that I got myself round, and I would say to anyone, you know, if I can do it, certainly anyone can get around there. The course, get the shoes on and get out and give running running a go. I say that right now. I'm probably going to take a couple of days off before you'll see me on the streets again doing the running. But there is definitely serious consideration to sign up next year. I think some of you might have seen that Nathan from the morning. He managed to catch me down at the seafront, and I think I was running off of full off the energy and the positive attitude. They're going, oh, I'm definitely gonna thinking I'm signing up next for the next year's one. Like, and that's what it, and you do feel like that. I mean, you get halfway around thinking, what have I signed up for? But as I said, the people calling your name, cheering you on, and just clapping, and people holding signs up and sweets out, and then you get your bit of water when you need it. It just keeps you going, and it, you know, it makes me sort of proud to be sort of a resident of Bayeux, watching the community pulling together like that, and watching everyone come together. And it was a really good day. I mean, there was lots of entertainment going down on the seafront as well, with the Welsh Music and Culture Festival going on. But there was lots of vans and things there, and entertainment for everyone, and everyone was just having such a good time. But I've got my most favourite memory of the whole thing is I'd finished the race, and I couldn't find, like, my wife said she'd see me at the finish line, and I didn't have my glasses on, so I really couldn't see a huge amount of what was going on, but I just concentrated on getting my breath back and all that, and I managed to send her a message, and I had to, like, add a little bit to it, because there was a big St. John's ambulance tent at the finish line, and I just messaged her, I'm at the St. John's ambulance tent, and I sent that, and then I had to realise that I had to message her straight away, very quickly, going, I'm not in it, by the way, because, I think she might have panicked that I was needing medical attention at the end of it. And I always say that if you're the running the event, and I'm going to use athlete for me in the loosest term, then I think it's the spectator's responsibility to then go and find you on there. But yeah, I've been there, and I've got the t-shirt now. But I would say, if anyone else has been inspired by that, I would say sign up. There is such a great atmosphere, even amongst the runners as you're going around the course. It's such a buzz to be part of. And I'm still here, and I've made it to the, and I made it to the Monday night show. So that's all good things there.
From now on, all we always need to hear. both sides of the story. We need to hear both sides of the story.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So is there a sport around the Vale that I'm not talking about that you think I should be talking about? Is there a sports team or sports club? Is there something special happening this year for them? do you think they deserve to have a bit of a mention here at Bro Radio? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me, and that's use the email sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And I can come and speak to you all about this sport, sport and event, or person or people, volunteers at the club that you think need a bit of a mention. Better still, I can invite you along here to Bro Radio headquarters, and we can have a chat about your sport, sports team, sports club, or whatever got you involved, and why you think the people of the Vale should know about your sport, and why you get involved, and why you think others should get involved in the sport. But up next on Bro Radio, it's another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
Frech goch, gall fod yn ddifrifol iawn, yn enwedig i fybanod a phlant bach. Gall achosi dyllundeb, byddardod, pneumonia a llid o'r ymennydd. Gall hefyd fod yn angheuol. Mae'r frech goch yn lledaenu'n hawdd trwy beswch a ddysian. Yn wir, gall un plentyn ar frech goch heintio 9 allan o 10 o blant sydd heb ei brechu. Os yw eich babi'n troi'n un oed yn fuan, bydd yn cael cynnig brechiad rhag y frech goch, clwyr pennau, rwbela a brech y ieir. Gwnewch yn siŵr eich bod yn mynychu'r apwyntiad er mwyn amddiffyn eich plentyn chi a theuluoedd eraill. Am fanylion, ewch i wefan Bwrdd Iechyd Prifysgol Caerdydd ar Fro.
At Case Cafe in Barry, you'll always find great coffee and good discussion. Our own blend coffee really hits the spot. And we now serve hearty breakfasts for the early risers and a tasty kids menu. Case Cafe has links with Case UK, who offer support for mental and physical health. And we're here, just in case. Pop in for a coffee or a catch-up. We're in the YMCA on Court Road, with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 3 on Saturdays. See casecafe.co.uk or find us on Just Eat.
Farm shops, tastings and tours, cafes, bars, markets, restaurants, local producers, they've all got one thing in common. They're part of the fantastic food and drink story of the Vale, and we're celebrating them all during the Vale Food Trail. For 2 weeks from Sunday, May the 24th, we'll be showcasing food and drink that's good for people, place and planet. Taste the best the Vale has to offer. Make sure you're hungry and plan your visit now. Search Vale Food Trail 2026.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.